Now on to a very different subject. We're in New York City, where our program is making its debut this week. New York is known for many things. Fashion and the literary scene are certainly two of them. We're going to visit now with a woman who's drawing on her own runway expertise to write fashion-forward stories for the tween set. Deborah Gregory, a former model, built a career as a fashion writer for major magazines, but then she decided to turn her attention to young adult novels. She scored a huge hit with her series, The Cheetah Girls. She's written 16 Cheetah books. There have been 7 more spin-off books, and the Disney Channel has made 2 successful cable movies based on the books. Now Deborah Gregory has a new novel out. It's called Catwalk, and she joins us now to talk about it. Welcome.
Hola.
Just for people who may not have girls that age, just tell us a little bit about who the cheetahs are.
Well, I made it up in my cheetah bedroom. And what it is I kind of guess, you know, I love the Supremes and all that kind of stuff and the tradition of girl groups. So I just used the idea of a girl group as a way to show kids becoming who they want to be and sort of transforming their background. It really was just a backdrop. And, you know, that's, again, what I've done with Catwalk.
And they have a lovely, they have a wonderful singing group, and they're very different personalities. And I feel I need to just note your outfit, which is very cheetah. Beautiful cheetah glasses and a blingy cheetah watch. Mm-hmm. So you're living the cheetah life.
I've always dressed like this since I'm like 11. That's when I made my first cheetah dress.
You know what's funny, though? It's just given that you have a fashion background, it just seems interesting to me that you're now, for your next series, turning to fashion. Just wondering why you think you didn't before now.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because when I first started writing, writing for Essence, I was the fashion beauty writer. Then I evolved into the entertainment writer. So I was writing about girl groups because that's really where I got the idea. It was an interview I did for Essence, 1998. I went to Houston. I was interviewing Destiny's Child. So you see? So that took precedence. And then, you know, so then I backtrack.
Catwalk follows a group of friends at the fictional Fashion International High School in New York.
Yes.
Can you just give us a little hint about what we're going to find out in the book? Oh, not giving it all away.
Oh, yes. It's hysterical. Well, Fashion International, like if you had a really prestigious equivalent of Spence or Baumgarten like here, it would be that. And they compete in the annual Catwalk competition. So these are like teens who are really serious about being fashionistas. And when you do have a school like that, there's an imbalance. There's always more girls than boys. So then the boys, some of them have issues about if they're perceived as being gay or not, because not all of them are. And so some of them are being groomed to be models. You know, everybody wants a piece of the pie. And fashion is a way that you can transform your background, just like music.
Where do you get some of these names from? Pashmina,
yes. Oh,
Angora, chandelier.
No, chandelier.
Chandelier, excusez-moi.
Right, Afro Biggie Bright, which is short for Aphrodite. That's the one who's a foster kid because, you know, always have to have a foster kid. Yeah.
So where did you get some of these names from? And is there a character who is you?
Yes, well, the lead, Pashmina, just like the lead in Cheetah Girls, which was Galleria, is me. Sort of bossy, pushy, the visionary, you know, the kind of thing. Someone who's a little overbearing. Impossible. You get it? A little bigger than life. You know, the one that's really kind of like that. So that's what Pashmina, that's who she is. That's who Galleria is. And also the hysterical part is that Pashmina, where I got the name from originally, is I have friends, they're a couple. And I nicknamed them Pashmina and Angora. And so then they became the first two. And then originally they were alley cats. They were homeless. They were homeless alley cats. Now they're still desperate who wanted to be supermodels.
What's the key to creating stories and characters that make young girls excited about reading?
Yeah, because that is the key. See, that was what the premise was behind the whole thing, was just what you just said. So originally what I started with, the idea of how can I get them to read? Because the reading scores had dropped that year really low. And that they all had to go to summer school because they had failed the test, like 40%. I thought, oh God, how sad that was. So why aren't they reading? That was the premise. So you always start with that. What would make them want to read this? So it has to be fun, the same reason why we read. It has to be something that draws you in, has to be a good story. And not something that they have to read in school, because that's already covered. They have all those books that they have to read in school. So something that would make them pick it up, just like we do when we go to the beach, when we got that juicy novel we want to read.
There's a lot of concern among parents about the sexualized images of young girls in the media.
Yeah. That's a real concern.
Do you see your characters as a balance to those? Is that kind of part of what you're about, or is it just you writing about the girls that you like?
No, I'm very sensitive about that because it happened to me. Lots happened to me. I was in foster care. So I'm very aware. That's a big struggle of my life. And I was very pretty. And, it's awful.
Being target of sexual attention before it's appropriate, before you're
ready. Sexual violation. Mm. Forget about attention. And as you know, 1 out of 4 girls in the black community will be incested or raped before the age of 18. That's just fact. I am the 1 out of 4. So this is something very important.
That happened to you.
Please. I'm 1 out of 4. So I am aware of the sexual thing. And like in Felinas is the target of it in the book because she's a little juicier. And so, she says, you see some of the hurtful things that she goes to one day. She comes to school. She's so flustered because this guy said something to her. And, she responded. It was awful, just terrible. And so Pashmina, who's very skinny, the one who's going to be the model, she's very aware of that, that Felinas is going through something because of the way she looks, and that is she's targeted more. And that's the truth. That's how it is.
You've turned yourself into kind of a multimedia brand, if you don't mind my saying it that way. You produce, you have all these sort of products and... Well, can I just play a clip from the song The Party's Just Begun? This is from the soundtrack of Cheetah Girls 2.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me play a little bit of that. Here you go. So, you're promoting girl power?
No, it's growl power.
Okay, what's the difference?
Growl power is the brains, heart, and courage that every cheetah girl possesses to make her dreams come true in the Jiggy Jungle.
Are you living growl power now yourself?
Well, I wouldn't have survived. My life has been quite a struggle, so I have it innately.
So you see yourself in a way as kind of rewriting your story, kind of taking the bad things that happen to you and kind of redirecting them in a way that can steer other girls to the degree that is within their power, because a lot of what happened to you as a young girl was not within your control.
No, life is very random.
Yeah. So in a way, you sort of seizing it, rewriting it, mastering it, or turning it into kind of a roadmap for other girls who are...
Well, I've always been kind of like that sort of thing. I wouldn't say it so much as the way you're saying it. It's just, I'm very helpful. So I like sharing information. So if there's a way I can help you avoid a hoodwink, I'm there.
So Cher, what's your next project? What else you got going on?
Well, I'm writing the sequel to Catwalk, which comes out September 2009. It's called Catwalk Strike a Pose.
So you got a lot going on. You have another Cheetah Girls movie coming out, I understand?
August 22nd, I said.
Okay.
The one that's shot in India.
No.
Cheetah Girls 3.
Deborah Gregory is the author of the Cheetah Girls series aimed at tweens. Her latest book, really more aimed at young adults, is Catwalk. She joined us here in our New York Bureau. Deborah Gregory, thank you so much.
Thank you.